Is in-stream nitrogen fixation an important nitrogen source for benthic communities and stream ecosystems? By Amy Marcarelli, Michelle Baker, and Wayne Wurtzbach. This paper was published as a perspectives piece in the Journal of the North American Benthological Society, Volume 27, in 2008. Abstract. We evaluate the current state of knowledge concerning the ecosystem and community-level importance of nitrogen fixation in streams. We reviewed the literature reporting nitrogen fixation contributions to stream nitrogen budgets and compared in-stream nitrogen fixation rates to denitrification and dissolved inorganic nitrogen uptake rates. In-stream nitrogen fixation rarely contributed more than 5% of the annual nitrogen input in nitrogen budgets that explicitly measured nitrogen fixation, but could contribute higher proportions when considered over daily or seasonal timescales. Nitrogen fixation rates were statistically indistinguishable from denitrification and dissolved inorganic nitrogen uptake rates from the same stream reach. However, published nitrogen fixation rates compiled from a wide variety of streams were significantly lower than denitrification or dissolved inorganic nitrogen uptake rates, which were indistinguishable from one another. The dataset we compiled might be biased because the number of published nitrogen fixation measurements is small, 9 studies reporting rates in 22 streams. The range of stream conditions, nitrate, N concentration, discharge, and season, under which nitrogen fixation and other N processing rates have been measured is limited, and all of the rate estimates have associated methodological artifacts. To broaden our understanding of how nitrogen fixation contributes to stream ecosystems, studies must measure all rates concurrently across a broad range of stream conditions. In addition, focusing on how nitrogen fixation supports food webs and contributes to benthic community dynamics will help us understand the full ecological ramifications of nitrogen fixation in streams, regardless of the magnitude of the nitrogen flux into streams from nitrogen fixation. Keywords: nitrogen fixation, DIN uptake, denitrification, nitrogen cycle, ammonium, nitrate, and stream. Introduction. Thousands of types of bacteria fix N2 gas into many different aquatic and terrestrial microhabitats. In aquatic ecosystems, nitrogen fixation is carried out mainly by cyanobacteria, which are specialized autotrophic prokaryotes, although heterotrophic bacteria, similar to those found in terrestrial environments, also might be important stream nitrogen fixers. Nitrogenase is the enzyme responsible for nitrogen fixation, and because oxygen strongly inhibits nitrogenase activity, researchers initially thought that heterocytes, specialized thick-walled cells, were necessary for cyanobacteria to carry out the two seemingly incompatible processes of photosynthesis and nitrogen fixation. However, in oceans, nitrogen fixation also can be carried out by non-heterocytous cyanobacteria that use mechanisms such as within-cell or temporal separation to allow co-occurrence of photosynthesis and nitrogen fixation. In streams, the dominant autotrophic nitrogen fixers are heterocytous cyanobacteria such as Nostoc, Anabina, Calothrix, and Feridium, and unicellular cyanobacterial endosymbionts of diatoms of the order Ropalodiales, including Epithemia and Ropalodia. No researchers have confirmed the existence of free-living, nitrogen-fixing unicellular cyanobacteria in streams, but endosymbionts within Ropalodia gibba are closely related to two strains of the unicellular nitrogen-fixing cyanobacterium Cyanotheci species, which is commonly found in open oceans. Nitrogen fixation represents a source of nitrogen at both the organism and ecosystem levels. In lakes, nitrogen fixation by heterocytous cyanobacteria influences competitive interactions and can make up as much as 82% of annual N budgets. In the oceans, nitrogen fixation is proportionally less important than in lakes, but recent work has shown that marine non-heterocytous cyanobacteria are significant contributors to the global nitrogen cycle. Despite the intensive study of nitrogen fixation in the open ocean, estuaries, and lakes, and the common presence of nitrogen fixers in stream benthic communities, nitrogen fixation rates in streams have seldom been measured. A few notable exceptions have shown that nitrogen fixation rates in streams can be quite high where periphyton communities are dominated by cyanobacteria or when ambient nitrate levels are low. Nitrogen cycling is currently a broad focus of ecosystem ecology because human activities have approximately doubled the amount of nitrogen cycling globally. Increased nitrogen loads to coastal ecosystems and subsequent eutrophication and hypoxia in areas such as the Gulf of Mexico have led stream ecologists to study how nitrogen is transported from terrestrial areas to rivers and estuaries further downstream. Stoddard, 1994, proposed that increased nitrogen loading to terrestrial systems would result in predictable alterations in the amount and timing of nitrogen transport and export from watersheds. Headwater streams are thought to be important sinks of nitrogen in the landscape, and the application of nutrient spiraling theory has led to the discovery that small headwater streams have high rates of uptake of inorganic nitrogen. Intersite research programs have produced large sets of nitrogen uptake parameters for streams in a variety of ecosystems. Recently, researchers have focused on quantifying denitrification, which represents a permanent loss of nitrogen from stream ecosystems. These new, readily available data provide an opportunity to examine the importance of nitrogen fixation in streams relative to other nitrogen processing rates. We evaluate the current state of knowledge concerning the importance of nitrogen fixation in streams. We use several criteria to evaluate the potential importance of nitrogen fixation because few authors report nitrogen fixation rates in these ecosystems. First, we summarize studies where nitrogen fixation contributions to stream nitrogen budgets have been considered. We then compare nitrogen fixation rates to denitrification and uptake rates of dissolved inorganic N, or DIN, which is composed of ammonium and nitrate, from the published literature. Comparing nitrogen fixation to denitrification provides insights into gaseous inputs and outputs from the stream nitrogen pool, whereas comparing nitrogen fixation to DIN uptake rates provides insight into sources of N for autotrophic and heterotrophic production. We restrict our comparison to rates measured in the channel itself rather than including rates measured in riparian areas and terrestrial uplands because we know the least about nitrogen fixation contributions to surface water and benthic processes. This comparison identifies a major gap in the stream ecology literature. We conclude with a discussion of the potential limitations of nitrogen budgets and our rate comparison and the importance of nitrogen fixation and cyanobacteria to stream communities and ecosystems. Contributions of nitrogen fixation to stream N budgets. At the ecosystem level, the importance of in-stream nitrogen fixation has been considered in several N budget studies where nitrogen fixation was included as a nitrogen source. For the purposes of this comparison, we selected only nitrogen budget studies in which nitrogen fixation was measured directly, typically with the acetylene reduction assay, rather than studies in which it was estimated as a remainder of the nitrogen budget. Studies in which the contributions of nitrogen fixation to stream N budgets are measured directly are rare, and such data are available for only a few streams. N budget studies suggest that nitrogen fixation might not be a large source of nitrogen to stream ecosystems and rarely contributes greater than 5% of the N input on an annual basis. Nitrogen fixation contributed only 0.01% of the annual nitrogen input into Bear Brook, a small headwater forested stream. Bear Brook is heavily shaded, and when that nitrogen budget was constructed, periphyton were essentially absent from the stream biota. Nitrogen fixation contributed 4.2% of the nitrogen annually to a riffle in a second-order Quebec stream, but when a similar reach was dammed by beaver, nitrogen fixation by sediment microbes contributed 68% of the annual nitrogen budget. This increase did not occur because of a difference in nitrogen fixation activity between the two habitat types, but rather because of the greater sediment area available for microbial colonization in the beaver pond compared with the riffle reaches. Nitrogen fixation supplied 5% of the annual nitrogen input compared with 73% from upstream hydrological inputs as nitrate N in dissolved organic N or DON, and 22% from terrestrial organic matter in another small forested stream. Nitrogen fixation contributed 4%, an amount similar to the input from atmospheric deposition to the pond surface, of the annual nitrogen budget in an oligotrophic, stream-like pond with significant water flow and abundant nostoc pruniforme. Overall, these contributions are generally greater than or within the range of contributions of nitrogen fixation observed in mesotrophic lakes, 0.1 to 0.3% of annual budget, but less than in the budgets of eutrophic lakes, 5 to 82%. These annual budgets suggest that, overall, nitrogen fixation contributes less N to stream reaches than do hydrologic or litter inputs, but they do not take into account seasonal or successional variations in nitrogen flux and nitrogen fixation. For example, nitrogen fixation in a third-order montane stream reach was far less than the annual hydrologic input of total N or nitrate N. However, nitrogen fixation was greater than the nitrate N flux during late summer, when discharge and nitrate N concentration were low and biological activity was high. Annual rates of nitrogen fixation were very high, 8 to 12.5 grams per meter squared in Sycamore Creek, a desert stream, and were comparable with rates measured in eutrophic lakes and rice fields. However, daily contributions of nitrogen fixation to the total nitrogen input to stream benthos ranged from 0 to 85%, depending on the season and abundance of cyanobacteria. In Sycamore Creek, contributions from nitrogen fixation to the N budget were controlled directly by DIN availability, which was controlled by algal community composition and biomass, which were, in turn, controlled by floods that scoured the periphyton community. When considering the contribution of nitrogen fixation to annual N budgets, nitrogen fixation is often compared with hydrologic and litter nitrogen inputs without considering how nitrogen inputs are assimilated by stream biota. In marine systems, two-thirds of the nitrogen obtained by cyanobacteria via nitrogen fixation is assimilated directly into cellular material, and the remaining one-third is released from the cell as DON, which can be used by the surrounding algal and bacterial community. Therefore, it is likely that most nitrogen introduced into a stream via nitrogen fixation is stored, at least temporarily, in benthic biomass, either by direct incorporation or by DON assimilation. In contrast, the fate of hydrologic N cannot be quantified once it enters a stream reach. It might pass through the stream reach unaltered, be retained temporarily through cycling by the biota, be transformed and exported as dissolved or particulate organic N, or be lost permanently through denitrification. Last, nutrient budgets are susceptible to problems related to stream size. Nutrient inputs such as nitrogen fixation that are measured per unit stream area are dependent on the overall area of the stream bottom and are not directly comparable with hydrologic or linear inputs such as nitrate N transported from upstream or laterally from the riparian zone, which are independent of stream size. Some studies have avoided this problem by estimating nutrient budgets for the entire watershed. However, this approach is not feasible for large watersheds or studies with a more limited research scope. Comparison of nitrogen fixation to N transformation rates, such as denitrification and DIN uptake that also are measured on an aerial basis, might provide more insight than comparisons with hydrologic or linear input processes when trying to evaluate the importance of nitrogen fixation in stream ecosystems and denitrification rates in streams. We compared whole stream biological DIN uptake rates with in-stream rates of nitrogen fixation and denitrification. Those comparisons are appropriate because DIN uptake, nitrogen fixation, and denitrification are all measured on an aerial basis and are independent of stream size. From an ecosystem perspective, nitrogen fixation and denitrification are an important source and sink, respectively, for nitrogen, whereas ammonium N and nitrate N uptake are transformations of N into organic form, where N will be stored temporarily within a stream. Comparing nitrogen fixation and denitrification in streams is logical because these inverse processes convert nitrogen gas to inorganic form and inorganic N to nitrate gas, respectively, and thus indicate true input to and output from the available nitrogen pool. Nitrogen fixation also can be compared appropriately to DIN uptake in streams because the nitrogen obtained via nitrogen fixation is incorporated into autotrophic or heterotrophic biomass, temporarily stored, and then released into the water column through mineralization in a manner similar to DIN spiraling. Therefore, comparing DIN uptake rates to nitrogen fixation allows assessment of the relative contributions of N obtained from uptake of inorganic material from the water column and N obtained from fixation for biological production. In addition, rich literature provides comparisons with nitrogen fixation rates because most stream N cycling literature in the recent past has focused on measuring DIN uptake rates and denitrification. Multirate streams. We surveyed the literature to find all possible reports of nitrogen fixation, denitrification, and DIN uptake rates measured in the same stream. We located references with Web of Science, Thomson Scientific, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Water Resources Abstracts, ProQuest CSA, Bethesda, Maryland, reference sections of other studies, and personal communication with researchers. This search identified 9 studies in which nitrogen fixation were reported for 22 stream reaches, which are reported in the appendix. We then searched for nitrate N uptake, ammonium N uptake, and denitrification rates measured in the same stream reaches for which nitrogen fixation rates had been reported. We called these systems multirate streams. We compared nitrogen fixation, denitrification, ammonium N uptake, and nitrate N uptake rates with Kruskal-Wallis tests with alpha equals 0.05 using SAS version 9. When this test was significant, we assessed post-hoc differences with pairwise comparisons on the basis of Mann-Whitney U tests, We corrected p-values from this post hoc test for multiple tests using the Dunn-Sidak method. The data sets we have compiled here cannot be considered a random analysis of all streams, and therefore the conclusions we reach should be treated with caution. Our literature review revealed that nitrogen fixation, denitrification, and DIN uptake are very rarely measured in the same stream system. We identified only one study that measured nitrogen fixation and DIN uptake rates as part of a comprehensive study, and this study excluded denitrification. We identified 17 study reaches in which nitrogen fixation and greater than one of the other rates had been measured. These rates typically were measured in the same month or season, although for at least a few reaches, the rate estimates were made years or decades apart, for example, Watershed 2 in Oregon and Watershed 6 in New Hampshire. All measurements were made between March and November. Rates were measured only during summer in most 15 of 17 studies, and during summer, spring, and autumn in 2 studies. Study reaches in multi-rate streams were first to fourth order with discharge, or Q, from 0.001 to 13.7 cubic meters per second. Comparisons in multi-rate streams indicated that nitrogen fixation rates are frequently similar to other end processing rates. However, the relative importance of nitrogen fixation is extremely variable when considered on a stream-by-stream basis. Table 1. Nitrogen fixation, denitrification, and DIN uptake rates did not differ from each other in the multi-rate streams. Kruskal-Wallis, chi squared with 3 degrees of freedom equals 6.03, p equals 0.11. Nitrogen fixation rates were higher than denitrification rates in 5 of the 9 streams in which both were measured, and lower in 4. Nitrogen fixation ranged from 1,250 times lower than denitrification in Watershed 6, New Hampshire, to 117 times greater than denitrification in Sycamore Creek, Arizona. Table 1. Nitrogen fixation rates were greater than nitrate N uptake rates in 5 of 17 streams in which both were measured, lower in 10, and approximately equal in 2, Sycamore Creek and Toxaway Lake Outlet, Idaho. Nitrogen fixation ranged from 8,650 times lower than nitrate N uptake in Warm Spring Creek Lake Inlet, Idaho, to 13.1 times greater than nitrate N uptake in Watershed 2. Table 1. Nitrogen fixation rates were greater than ammonium N uptake in 2 of 6 streams where both were measured, and lower in 4. Nitrogen fixation ranged from 1,100 times lower than ammonium N uptake in Warm Spring Creek Lake Inlet, to 4.8 times greater than ammonium N uptake in Sycamore Creek. Literature review streams. We also did a wider literature search to compile nitrogen fixation, DIN uptake, and denitrification rates from a wide variety of stream studies. We used nitrogen fixation rates from all 22 stream reaches identified in the first literature survey. We identified studies of whole stream DIN uptake rates from the review by Ensign and Doyle, 2006. This dataset was supplemented with rates from the multi-rate streams, if not included, and from several recently published studies, reported in the appendix. We found denitrification rates by searching the Web of Science. We compiled rates from these references, references cited therein, and from the multi-rate stream studies, Table 1. We included rates only if they were measured directly in enclosures or at the reach scale. We excluded rates if they were estimated using reach scale total N or nitrate N mass balance methods. However, we did include rates from denitrification studies that measured whole reach N2 to argon balance using membrane inlet mass spectrometry. For comparison, we converted all rates to units of microgram of N per square meter per hour. We excluded studies where rates could not be converted to similar units, e.g. rates given per unit biomass with no report of biomass per unit area from the dataset. For each study, we noted the method used to measure the rate, the month and year of measurement, study location, discharge, stream order, and nutrient concentration when available. Appendix. We call these systems literature review streams. We compared rates as described above in multi-rate streams. We found fewer estimates of nitrogen fixation, N equals 22, than any of the other rates, denitrification, N equals 62, ammonium N uptake, N equals 67, nitrate N uptake, N equals 87. Ammonium N uptake varied across 4, nitrogen fixation varied across 5, denitrification varied across 6, and nitrate N uptake varied across 7 orders of magnitude, figure 1. The median nitrogen fixation rate, 10 micrograms of N per meter squared per hour, was 1 to 2 orders of magnitude lower than the median of the other three rates. Denitrification median equals 1,605 micrograms of N per meter squared per hour. Nitrate N uptake medium equals 1,300 micrograms of N per meter squared per hour. Nitrate N uptake median equals 870 micrograms of N per meter squared per hour, figure 1. Nitrogen fixation, denitrification, and DIN uptake rates differed in the literature review streams. Kruskal-Wallis chi-squared with 3 degrees of freedom equals 25.7, p less than 0.001, figure 1. Nitrogen fixation rates were significantly lower than the other three process rates, which did not differ from each other, figure 1. The literature review streams were much more variable than the multi-rate streams in terms of timing of studies and stream characteristics, such as Q and nitrate N concentration. 54% of nitrogen fixation, 49% of ammonium N uptake, and 60% of nitrate N uptake rate measurements were made during summer, figure 2A, D. In contrast, denitrification rates were measured throughout the year, figure 2A. Q ranged from 0.001 to 13.7 cubic meters per second in studies of nitrogen fixation, from 0.0001 to 2.4 cubic meters per second in studies of ammonium N and nitrate N uptake, and from 0.0004 to 13,100 cubic meters per second in studies of denitrification rates, appendix. Frequency analysis indicated that denitrification, nitrogen fixation, and nitrate N uptake were most often measured in streams where Q was 0.1 to 1 cubic meter per second, whereas nitrate N uptake tended to be measured in streams where Q ranged from 0.01 to 0.1 cubic meters per second, figure 2B, E. Therefore, we also analyzed rates in streams grouped by discharge in the same order of magnitude, e.g., rates in streams where discharge equals 0.01 to 0.1 cubic meters per second, figure 2B, E. The four end processing rates were statistically indistinguishable in every group except Q equals 0.1 to 1 cubic meters per second. Chi squared with 3 degrees of freedom equals 10.7, p equals 0.01. For this group, which also had the largest number of rate estimates, total N equals 72, nitrate N and ammonium N uptake rates were significantly different from nitrogen fixation rates, and denitrification rates were not distinguishable from the other rates. This result indicates that our literature review analysis of the relative importance of nitrogen processing rates probably was affected by the fact that the frequency of measurements of each end processing rate differed with discharge, figure 2B, E. Nitrate N concentrations in the study streams varied from 1 to 16,520 micrograms per liter, and the distribution of studies across this range also varied among the four end processing rates. Figure 2C, F. Nitrogen fixation, nitrate N uptake, and ammonium N uptake were most often measured in streams where nitrate N concentrations averaged 10 to 100 micrograms per liter, whereas denitrification was most frequently measured in streams with nitrate N concentrations of 1,000 to 10,000 micrograms per liter. Figure 2C, F. Implications and potential data biases. Several biases are inherent in the nitrogen cycling literature and should be recognized when nitrogen processing rates and nitrogen budget summaries are compared across studies. First, studies are not randomly distributed across stream types. Many were done in pre-selected habitats where rates were expected to be high. For example, 12 of 17 nitrogen fixation rate estimates from multi-rate streams were from our work on Central Idaho streams, where we expected nitrogen fixation to be an important contributor to the nitrogen budget because of low ambient DIN concentrations. We would expect nitrogen fixation to be high in streams where communities are strongly limited by DIN availability, and low in streams with high DIN availability because of the high energetic cost of nitrogen fixation compared with the costs of ammonium N or nitrate N uptake. Nevertheless, rates of nitrogen fixation in the Central Idaho streams were low compared with other rates reported in the literature. Second, The denitrification rates found in our review might be skewed toward streams where denitrification was a large contributor to the nitrogen cycle because they were measured most frequently in streams with high nitrate N concentrations, figure 2C. Denitrification rates can increase with increasing availability of nitrate N as an oxidation substrate. Therefore, streams with high rates of denitrification might not support high rates of nitrogen fixation and vice versa. In the literature review streams, denitrification rate increased significantly with nitrate N concentration. Log base 10 Y plus 1 equals 0.64 plus 0.8.6 log base 10 X plus 1, comma, F degrees of freedom of 1, comma, 48 equals 47.4, comma, P less than 0.0001, comma, R squared equals 0.50, figure 3A. In contrast, nitrogen fixation rate was not related to nitrate N concentration, figure 3B. Probably because of the limited number of rates reported in the literature and the small range of nitrate N concentrations across which N fixation rates were measured. The narrow and low range of nitrogen concentrations across which nitrogen fixation rates have been examined in streams is in stark contrast to the range in lakes, where nitrogen fixation is associated, counterintuitively, with high nitrogen concentrations and eutrophic conditions. A review of nitrogen budget studies in lakes showed that nitrogen fixation contributes 6 to 82% of the annual nitrogen budget in eutrophic lakes. The lakes with the highest nitrogen fixation contributions are nutrient-rich systems that support cyanobacterial blooms. However, it is unclear whether cyanobacterial dominance in these nutrient-rich lakes is the result of the ability of cyanobacteria to fix additional N to support growth and outcompete other taxa, or of competition for some other resource, such as light. To our knowledge, no estimates of benthic nitrogen fixation rates have been made in nutrient-rich first to fifth order streams, probably because the periphyton community in these streams are sometimes nutrient-saturated. The high-end contribution from nitrogen fixation in eutrophic lakes suggests that nitrogen fixation in eutrophic streams should be examined more closely. The lowest rates of denitrification in our dataset were from central Idaho streams. It is possible that zero or low rates of denitrification have been measured in other streams with low nitrate N concentrations, but not published. A low publication rate for negative results is a common problem in biological research and could lead to overestimation of the importance of denitrification in streams. Seasonal variation in denitrification is well represented in the literature, but seasonal variations in DIN uptake and nitrogen fixation are not. Most studies have been done during summer. This focus on summer undoubtedly has biased our understanding of the relative importance of nitrogen processing rates. For example, in subalpine streams, small increases in water temperature, 3 to 5 degrees Celsius, stimulate nitrogen fixation. The small number of nitrogen processing studies during seasons when discharge is high, such as spring snowmelt in the western montane United States, is especially troubling because most nutrients move during high flow periods. A full understanding of nitrogen cycling rates in streams will require more effort across the entire year and at a variety of discharge values. In every study we reviewed, nitrogen fixation rates were measured per unit area of substrate in enclosed containers, most frequently using the acetylene reduction assay, and then scaled to stream area. In contrast, denitrification and nutrient uptake rates sometimes were measured with whole stream techniques that account for spatial heterogeneity. Whole stream techniques for measuring denitrification and nutrient uptake include both surface and hyperreic zone processes, whereas enclosure techniques typically focus on surface processes. Development of a whole stream nitrogen fixation technique would permit more direct comparisons of nitrogen fixation rates to whole stream uptake and denitrification rates, could be applied to a larger range of stream and river sizes, and would eliminate some of the uncertainty concerning the effects of methods on the rates compared in our study. Whole stream nutrient uptake techniques are most commonly applied in small streams. In contrast, whole stream denitrification techniques, particularly those based on changes in N2 gas concentrations, can be applied in small streams and large rivers. Thus, denitrification has been measured in systems that are much larger than the systems used for studies of nitrogen fixation or whole stream nutrient uptake. However, denitrification metrics on the basis of changes in N2 gas concentrations actually represent a balance between N2 loss via nitrogen fixation and N2 gain via denitrification. An assumption of the method is that N2 fixation rates will be negligible when nitrate N concentrations are high. Thus, this technique has been applied most often in N-rich large rivers. In contrast, Holstream denitrification methods that use 15N tracers measure only denitrification. Although some denitrification rates reported in our review were made with Holstream techniques, others were made in enclosed containers with the acetylene block technique. The acetylene block technique can underestimate denitrification rates by 50% compared to 15N tracer methods because it inhibits coupled nitrification denitrification and can incompletely inhibit N2O production, although many studies use a modified acetylene block technique that accounted for this inhibition. We took care to exclude potential denitrification rates, e.g. rates measured with additions of nitrate N or DON, when extracting data from denitrification studies for the literature review dataset. Nitrate N and ammonium N uptake rates reviewed in our study were made in streams that spanned a large geographic area, included a large number of estimates compared with the number of nitrogen fixation estimates, and probably represented the potential range of DIN uptake rates in small streams less than fifth order. Some of the nitrate N and ammonium N uptake rates were measured with traditional enrichment injections, whereas others were measured with 15N tracers. Enrichment experiments overestimate the nutrient uptake length, or S/W, 2 to 3 times compared with tracer experiments, and therefore underestimate the mass transfer coefficient, or uptake velocity, in millimeters per hour. However, because they elevate nutrient concentrations, enrichment experiments also overestimate uptake rates. Therefore, many of the DIN uptake rates in our review are probably overestimates, and nitrogen fixation might be even more important than our analysis suggests. Future work should focus on comparing nitrogen fixation rates to DIN uptake rates measured with 15N tracer additions or the promising multi-level release technique of Payne et al. 2005. Ecological importance of nitrogen fixation for stream communities. Our review examined nitrogen fixation relative to nitrogen budgets and nitrogen processing rates from an ecosystem perspective, but nitrogen fixation by particular taxa could have important consequences at the level of stream community dynamics. Cyanobacteria probably have a competitive advantage over other periphyton and taxa in nitrogen-limited streams because of their ability to fix atmospheric nitrogen, as has been observed in lakes. This advantage can have important implications for the patch dynamics of algal community structure. For example, cyanobacterial abundance in Sycamore Creek is controlled spatially by hyperreic exchange pattern. Cyanobacteria are abundant at nitrogen-poor, downwelling edges of sandbars, and taxa that do not fix nitrogen are abundant at nitrogen-rich upwelling edges of sandbars. In other stream studies, phosphorus enrichment increased the abundance of nitrogen-fixing taxa and in turn increased nitrogen fixation rates. These results suggest that cyanobacteria do not become dominant only when nitrogen concentrations are low, but rather are controlled by a combination of chemical factors that includes phosphorus availability. Nutrient concentrations can vary spatially even within a nutrient-limited stream reach, and this spatial variability might affect patch-level community composition and, in turn, contributions of nitrogen fixation to whole stream nitrogen budgets. The ability of cyanobacteria to fix nitrogen, and therefore to gain a competitive advantage in streams, also might be constrained by physical factors. For example, temperature is an important factor controlling the spatial distribution of nitrogen fixation rates in central Idaho streams because warm temperatures favor nitrogen-fixing taxa in the periphyton assemblage. Nitrogen fixation is an energetically expensive reaction, and many nitrogen fixers in streams are autotrophs that obtain the energy required to fix nitrogen through photosynthesis. Therefore, nitrogen fixation might be less important in shaded streams than in streams where light and therefore autotrophic activity is high. Nitrogen fixation appears to be particularly important in streams in deserts, where in-stream primary production might be the predominant energy source. The importance of light for nitrogen fixation also is suggested by diel studies in streams, in which nitrogen fixation rates are greater during the day than at night. Some stream and lake food web studies have questioned whether cyanobacteria are a high-quality food source for higher trophic levels because they are nitrogen-rich, or whether they are a poor-quality food source because they are defended against grazers. In general, experimental manipulations indicate that grazers in streams avoid feeding on cyanobacteria, and grazer avoidance can increase the relative abundance of cyanobacteria by removing competing algal taxa. Cyanobacteria have a variety of grazing defense mechanisms, such as mucilage that makes them difficult to ingest, toxins that deter macroinvertebrate feeding, and basal trichomes that allow rapid regeneration of filaments. Diatoms with cyanobacterial endosymbionts might be more palatable than cyanobacteria for stream grazers. Some work suggests that epithymia can become dominant under grazed conditions because of its adnate growth form, but in other systems, this genus does not appear to be particularly resistant to grazing. In some grazing studies, cyanobacteria were not the preferred food source, but some grazers still ingested cyanobacteria. If cyanobacteria are abundant, they might provide a significant amount of food to higher trophic levels regardless of food preference, provided they are not toxic to grazers. Stable isotope studies in streams where nitrogen fixation occurs might provide insight into this question. Data gaps and research needs. Our review of end processing in streams highlighted gaps in the nitrogen cycling literature that could influence our understanding of these processes. First, measurements of denitrification, DIN uptake, and nitrogen fixation are not distributed in similar ways across streams with differing nitrate end concentrations or discharge. Measurements of rates tend to be biased towards streams where either high or low DIN concentrations, depending on which state should favor the given rate. E.g., nitrogen fixation is more often measured in streams with low DIN concentrations, whereas denitrification is more often measured in streams with high DIN concentrations. This bias certainly hampers our ability to compare the importance of these rates across streams with varying nitrogen loads. In addition, all rates were measured more frequently in streams where discharge is less than 1 cubic meter per second, although denitrification also has been measured in large rivers. This bias could cause severe limitations in our understanding of nitrogen cycling because ecosystem processes change with river size. Last, studies of DIN uptake and nitrogen fixation are heavily biased towards summer months, June to August. In some systems, this focus might be appropriate because snow cover or stream freezing might essentially stop some biotic processes during the winter. However, in other systems, this bias could alter our ability to evaluate the relative importance of different nitrogen processing rates on annual timescales. The general importance of nitrogen fixation in streams is difficult to assess given our current state of knowledge. Nitrogen fixation rates clearly are high in some streams, particularly ones with low DIN concentrations, but too little evidence is available for us to conclude why nitrogen fixation appears to be important in some streams and not in others. Further examination of how physical and biological characteristics, such as temperature, light, nutrient concentrations, and grazing control nitrogen fixation, might help us understand patterns of nitrogen fixation within and among streams. Our analysis suggests that assessing the importance of nitrogen fixation as part of an annual nitrogen budget might underestimate its importance, perhaps because of scaling issues or seasonal changes in the importance of different nitrogen sources. To broaden our knowledge of how nitrogen fixation contributes to stream ecosystems, nitrogen fixation must be measured in concert with other nitrogen processes, including denitrification, hydrologic N import and export, and DIN uptake rates across a broad range of stream conditions. Future work should compare nitrogen fixation rates to other inputs and losses of nitrogen that are not commonly considered in stream nitrogen budgets, such as nitrogen fixation by riparian organisms, groundwater nitrogen contributions, and losses of nitrogen via biogeochemical pathways other than denitrification. In addition, focusing on how nitrogen fixation supports food webs will help us understand how nitrogen fixation contributes to benthic community dynamics regardless of the overall contributions of nitrogen fixation to stream nitrogen budgets. Streams throughout much of the industrialized world are polluted with DIN, either directly through point or non-point source pollution, or indirectly through nitrogen deposition. Our finding that nitrogen fixation is negatively related and denitrification is positively related to DIN concentration implies that nitrogen pollution should promote denitrification and favor a less important role for nitrogen fixation in streams. If true, nitrogen pollution might inherently change the nitrogen cycle in stream ecosystems by changing the balance between nitrogen fixation and denitrification. Without understanding how environmental conditions control nitrogen fixation rates in streams, we will be unable to understand how increasing nitrogen loads have altered and will alter the nitrogen cycle and the community and population dynamics of stream organisms. Acknowledgements. Linda Ishkanis, Walter Dodds, Michael Gusev, Robert Hall, Sherry Johnson, and Judy Meyer helped us locate the data used in this study. Chris Arp, Heather Bechtold, Tom Edwards, Kelly Goodman, Robert Hall, Chris Lukey, Helga von Migrot, Jay Zarnetsky, and two anonymous referees provided comments and discussions that greatly improved the quality of our manuscript. This research was supported by National Science Foundation grants to Michelle Baker and Wayne Wurzbach, DEB 01-32983, and to Amy Marcarelli and Wayne Wurzbach, Doctoral Dissertation Improvement, DEB 04-12081. Amy Marcarelli was also supported by the College of Natural Resources and the Ecology Center at Utah State University, and by the NSF Idaho EPSCoR program, EPS 04-47689, during literature review and manuscript preparation. This is the explanation of what a perspectives article is for JNABs. Perspectives. This section of the journal is for the expression of new ideas, points of view, comments on topics of interest to benthologists. The editorial board invites new and original papers, as well as comments on items already published in JNABs. Format and style may be less formal than conventional research papers. Massive datasets are not appropriate. Speculation is welcome if it is likely to stimulate worthwhile discussion. Alternative points of view should be instructive rather than merely contradictory or argumentative. All submissions will receive the usual reviews and editorial assessments.